I rise and ask my colleagues to support the resolution which recognizes and designates October as National Arts and Culture and Humanities Month here in Pennsylvania. As we know, Mr. President, arts and culture and humanities are a very, very significant part of our Commonwealth. In fact, not only do they certainly engage folks in the opportunity to express themselves and be part of the entertainment that takes place in this Commonwealth, they also are a great economic generator. Across the country, Mr. President, where other states and the national government is also looking at this month as Arts and Humanities Month. But when you look at the total economic impact of the arts and humanities in the country, it's $2.5 billion. And across the country, it's $360 million in state and local revenues, and some 81,000 jobs are created and tied directly to arts and humanities activities. So this resolution, Mr. President, recognizes that and the investment and the role that arts play in our country and our Commonwealth, but also look to ask folks to promote the arts and promote cultural activities as a way in which they can be part of the ongoing conversation that takes place along those lines. And our goal is to expand and encourage and increase participation in any way we can, whether it be arts and education, whether it be arts and humanities in our local schools, whether it be community activities. They're all part of bringing excitement to this great Commonwealth, and we ask for immediate support for that particular resolution.